Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk to the shuttle on the emergency frequency?
Nothing.
Keep trying.
Dad, what's happened?
Vaughn, please, we've got a slight technical problem and you just need to let us...
Is Mum okay?
We've lost touch with the shuttle, but we don't want to cause a panic.
I know what the problem is.
What? How can you know what the problem is?
Trying to bring it back online. I don't understand why.
There they are. They're okay.
Hello, Loon One. We can hear you. What's happening up there?
We had a fuel supply problem. While we were trying to sort it out, we took some of the electrics offline. And engine number 2 is still out.
So does that mean...
We've managed to climb into a stable orbit, but we're stuck here until we can work out what the problem is.
We went through dozens of tests only this morning. Everything was working perfect.
I know what's wrong with it. Did you not see the fire on the launch pad?
What fire?
When the shuttle launched, there was a blaze on the ground right under the exhaust, just for a second. It looked like some petrol had caught fire.
A fuel leak? But it can't have done.
That does fit with what we're experiencing up here, Daniel.
But, Dad, you said it had all been checked over.
It was. Which means someone tampered with the fuel lines.
Who, though?
If it was sabotage, they must have known what they were doing. Probably had access to the blueprints of this shuttle, but those were strictly confidential.
Right, of course.
Lock down the building. We need to know everyone who's been in or out today.
I'm putting out a general distress call just in case we can rendezvous with the International Space Station.
Do you think that's likely to work?
I'm hoping it won't be necessary. So far, everyone's doing very well with staying calm. Well done, all of you.
But how are you doing, Lily?
I'm good. It's like being stuck in a traffic jam, isn't it? Just look out of the window and see what you can see.
But what can you see?
I can see everything.
Have you guys heard what's going on?
They said we all have to stay here.
They've taken down the live feed from the shuttle. What's happening?
They told me not to say anything because they don't want to panic everyone, but the shuttle's in trouble.
What?
Something with the fuel, but they're saying it was probably sabotage.
But who'd do that?
I'm worried I had something to do with it.
You?
Not on purpose, but when I broke into my dad's computer and copied all those files, I never deleted them off my phone.
All the plans and blueprints from the shuttle?
Yeah, they were all on there. If someone got hold of those...
You think that might have given them what they needed to know?
I'm really worried. What if this is all my fault?
But your phone went missing on the ferry.
And what if someone found it?
The ferry crew and the people working on the harbour that day. They all helped salvage the ferry.
And Daniel made them guests at the launch.
So they could be here right now.
A lot of them couldn't come because they're working. All these people coming over to watch the launch... Lily's dad is here.
He wouldn't have put her in danger.
No, but Hannah came, and so did Ewan, and... Oh.
Your Uncle Jason.
Oh, Kyle, no.
No, he wouldn't, though. Would he?
Whether he did or not, we need to tell Daniel what we know. Like, now.
Talk to me, Claudia. What's happening?
We're doing a diagnostic of the whole system, trying to pinpoint the problem.
How long will that take?
No idea. We're focusing on the fuel lines, but it doesn't seem to be as simple as the lines being cut. And the computer system seems to be running incredibly slowly.
What if the problem's in the computer system?
How do you mean?
The fuel lines are computer controlled. Or what if, I don't know, they malfunctioned and there was a surge of fuel or something?
That's a good thought.
One of the practice scenarios on the simulation did something similar.
Wow, you really took that competition seriously, didn't you?
Okay, we'll look for that. Thank you, Vaughn.
Right. K,
Keep us posted on what you find, and then we'll...
Dad?
Maddie, look, I'm afraid there's no news, and it'd really be better if you just stayed on the viewing.
Dad, I know, but listen, I think I might know.
We think it might be my Uncle Jason.
The guy who works on the harbour.
But how do you have known how to sabotage the shuttle?
We think he found my phone, which had some blueprints and stuff on it.
What?
Dad, please, this might be sort of my fault, and you can have a go at me later, but...
Would it help if you knew what he did to the shuttle?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so maybe I should talk to
Kyle,
him?
Kyle, you should leave this up to our security people.
But he'd listen to me. I don't think he's dangerous.
If he has done this, he's put 6 people's lives at risk.
But he wouldn't do anything to hurt me.
I can't make that call, though, can I? Go back to the viewing platform, please.
Okay.
Vaughn?
I'm going to stay here. Try to help.
Kyle, we're not going back to the viewing platform, are we?
Of course not.
Just checking.
Lily, I've got your parents on the radio. Do you want to talk to them?
Yes.
You won't find it too upsetting?
No. No, I want to.
Putting them on your helmet radio now.
Lily? Mum, it's nice to hear your voice.
Are you okay up there?
Honestly, Dad, it's a bit scary with everything that's going on, but it's amazing.
We're ever so worried.
I know you are, but don't be. They know what they're doing up here. I'm in good hands.
It sounds like you're chipping in some good ideas of your own.
I'm trying to pull my weight, yeah.
We love you, you know?
Mum, I know. Don't say it like I'm not coming back. I'm coming back, don't worry. I'm definitely coming back.
This way is quicker.
Excuse me.
Hey, you're one of the Wheeler kids. What's going on?
I don't know any more than you do. Please, just let me...
There's Uncle Jason's house.
Looks like security have got there already.
But have they got him?
One way to find out. Excuse me?
Miss Wheeler, you shouldn't be...
Yeah, I know I shouldn't. Did you find Jason?
No. Looks like he hasn't been here for a few hours.
So he didn't come back to the house?
You know him?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Any ideas where he might be?
No. Sorry.
You kids better stay out of the way.
We will.
Come on.
Where are we going?
The woods. I know exactly where he's gone.
Is that where the fault is?
I think so, yes. It's this supply valve here.
Can you fix it?
Yes, though it'll involve going outside the shuttle and removing the protective shielding.
That'll take time we might not have. Can we access it from inside the shuttle?
Not really. The valve is positioned here, just behind the emergency oxygen tanks. Well, there's a gap down the side, but a person couldn't fit through it.
Could I fit through it?
Yes. I think you could.
You can't be suggesting sending Lily to...
Why not? It's a simple operation. We can guide her.
I can do it. I want to. Tell me what I have to do.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.